All right, so if we're down on the Ubik Uno Kickstarter, how do we feel about the Remix Mini Kickstarter, which offers a PC running Android for just $20? How do we feel about that? Phil, does that get you excited?
This is my excited face. How many cheap $20 Android PCs have we seen? I can think of any number of ways I would rather blow $20.
Yep. Well, so this I thought was interesting. So Chinese company JiTech, they're the folks behind the Remix Mini. They've previously sold I forget the name of the product, but they kickstarted a tablet, tablet running Android through Kickstarter. But this time around, it is a hockey puck, kind of like, you know, Apple TV, Roku, Xbox, that is a PC that runs Android. It's going to be $20 for the 1 gigabyte, 1 gigabyte model, or $40 for the 2 gigabyte model. The specs on the computers are, it's a 64-bit 1.2 gigahertz quad-core, Cortex A53 all-winner chip, the choice of 1 or 2 gig of RAM, 8 or 16 gig of storage. It's got Wi-Fi, 2 USB ports, Ethernet support, Bluetooth, HDMI connectivity, and support for a keyboard and a mouse. And, you know, they've already, and if we go to the Kickstarter page, they've already surpassed their goal, which was a lot less than the Ubik Uno. Their goal was $50,000, and they've already surpassed it with like 40 days left to go in the campaign. So clearly some people want a $20 Android PC. And this is going to be shipping in October. What I think is interesting is that, you know, when I saw this, I was like, how is this different than the Chromebox I have at my house? But then I was like, oh, wait, this is actually running Android as the operating system, not Chrome. Which is, you know, continuing that weird kind of dissection between Chrome OS and Android. You know, whether or not Android is good for a desktop PC, I don't know, but maybe, who knows?
I'm just curious where they're making money off of this. I mean, yeah. Just the parts alone and
They're a Chinese company. So.
True, but yeah. But there has to be some goal that they're getting out of this and. Yeah. You know, I didn't see anything about their own proprietary software, things where they're going to push their motive. But yeah.
Well, it is running a strain of Android called their Remix OS, and it's kind of Android repurposed for a desktop environment that allows you to, you know, kind of move the apps around as windows and things like that. I don't know. It's neat. I mean, I could see people going $20. What do I got to lose? But whether or not it takes off, you know. But clearly, it has the support of Kickstarter, so. No,
yeah, it'll be cool to see.
I would rather take a $20 bill, fold it up, stick it in the HDMI port or wherever this thing plugs in, because a month later when I quit using this, I'll be able to pull that $20 bill back out and actually do something useful.
Well, yeah, and that's a great point. I mean, I showed this to a friend of mine earlier today, and we're debating whether or not it's actually something that is a good computer to be used, depending on what, you know, if you need an affordable home desktop computer, is this a good option or things like this a good option? I mean, Asus is supposedly putting out that Chrome bit, which is the little plugs into an HDMI port, little computer in a, you know, kind of like a Chromecast-esque format. So we're seeing computers getting smaller.
Yeah, at that point, that's a much better deal. Like, yeah. Just put it up on your big screen TV in your living room and work off of that. That does seem just like a cute toy to buy.
So. Yeah. So we will see. Well, it looks like they're going to ship in October. So when they actually start shipping them, we'll see what people think of it, the folks who bought it.